Hi, everyone. This is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, and I am talking here with Jer of Breaking All the Rules, a new book on cosplay. How are you doing, Jer?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So would you like to tell me a little bit about the genesis and the inspiration for this book?
So I've been cosplaying since 2007, and I started doing cosplay photography in around 2010, and I realized I was taking all these pictures that no one would ever see except, you know, some people on the internet, and I wanted to showcase all these cosplayers that I've been working with over the years. So I decided to do a book where I have a photograph of a cosplayer and then an interview on the facing page talking about their journey through cosplay.
Right on. And would you say that this is for, you know, those who are just coming into cosplay, the experienced ones kind of looking where maybe some new ideas, or do you think it's for those who want to catalog the culture and the history of cosplay?
Well, I think you're right for all of those categories. I think a lot of people coming into cosplay are looking for inspiration from those who have been doing it for longer periods of time. I think also many experienced cosplayers may feel a little burned out by, you know, just kind of the culture, which I kind of delve into the book. You know, what do you think of being in cosplay famous and having your picture all over the internet? And some people may find that maybe that's not their thing, but in the book there's a lot of people who just enjoy doing cosplay for cosplay. And also the last category I think might enjoy the book is people who don't cosplay but know cosplayers, or are cosplayers' parents who are wondering, you know, who these other people are who cosplay.
And, I mean, do you also discuss some of the social issues that have been surrounding cosplay? I mean, recently there was the big one about body shaming, about harassment and such. I mean, is that also covered in the book?
Yeah, so what I did was, in each interview, I asked each cosplayer the same 20 questions. And the first couple of questions were, how did you get into cosplay? How did you hear about it? And the last couple were, how do you see yourself cosplaying in the future? Some of the middle questions, though, were about the social issues. So how do you feel about people becoming well-known for their cosplay and just because they look like the character? Or does it matter to you if you look like the character? Does it matter to you if people, you know, call you out on your body type? Do you think body type matters? So it's a lot of things that people think about, and I feel like we should explore more than just name-calling on the internet, which is what it turns into a lot of the time.
And do you also cover some of, like, you know, the various elements of the kind of the gender swap, gender bending, such as women dressing up in men's characters, guys dressed up in, like, the various female characters? Most famous is the guys dressed up in Sailor Moon kind of things. I mean, what do you think about that?
I covered a little bit. I have several cross players in the book. I think one of my cosplayers in the book, who is a man cosplaying as a woman, he put it, I think, very well when he said that when I cosplay, I try to become something other than myself. And I am a man, therefore the thing that I can be farthest from is a woman. And I try to, you know, do that to challenge myself and my skills.
And, I mean, after doing all this research and stuff, I mean, where do you think, you know, culturally, where do you think was the spark that made cosplay? Was it the nerd, you know, fandom, or do you think it was perhaps maybe a little bit of the acting world, you know, the Anglo-American style of acting as it collided with the Japanese style of theatricals?
I think, honestly, it was the internet, because before the internet, you couldn't share your pictures. People heard of cosplay only through magazines. Maybe a couple of TV shows had mentions of it, but nobody knew what it was. And then the internet came along. Cosplay exploded because suddenly there were websites where you could find other cosplayers, or websites where you could buy cosplay supplies like wigs or Wonderflex and Warbla and these thermoplastics, and you could find tutorials on how to make your costumes. And I don't think cosplay would be as popular as it is today. Even sites from China where you can buy your costumes, you know, those have become very popular in the last couple of years.
And part of your book, I mean, do you cover those who buy their costumes and those who make them? And what do you think about that DIY aspect, or in the case of those who buy, many of them are buying from independent merchants? What do you think about the DIY culture and the small business, independent business spirit of it?
Yeah, I love the DIY culture. I do prop commissions myself, so I think it's a wonderful thing to support. But I also have nothing against those who buy their own costumes. There was a girl in the book who said that she used to make all her own costumes She entered every single costume contest and won lots of awards, but she burned out. And now she just buys her costumes off the internet because all she wants to do is have fun in the costume. I think that's also really valid.
And what do you think about those who, you know, detract on that, saying, you know, it's not authentic? I mean, is there really an authenticity in cosplay as to right or wrong way to do it?
Well, for my book, I think that everybody should be able to cosplay. I think that anybody of any body type, of any skill level, of any skin color or ethnicity or gender should be able to cosplay. And so I try and cover a wide range of cosplayers with the book to make sure that people who are buying the book and reading the book realize that, oh, it's, you know, doesn't matter what I look like or if I can sew or not. Cosplay is about enjoying yourself and identifying with this character that you really love.
All right, and as for yourself, what is your motto?
My motto is go to the convention, have fun, and don't stress about finishing your costume in the hotel room, because that's just really depressing.
And normally you don't have the equipment to do it right anyway.
Nope, you don't.
All right, and what were your favorite cosplays in your time? And, you know, for my audience, what was, do you think, thus far at least, maybe, was your masterpiece?
My masterpiece, people have probably seen it around the internet. I did Shiva from Final Fantasy X a couple years ago. I painted myself blue. It took 7 hours. The wig weighed 10 pounds. I won an award in it, so, you know. But I've kind of gravitated away from those really time-consuming costumes. I just want to just put on a costume, run around, and have fun. So, you know, I do, at this point, very simple costumes, a lot of uniforms, a lot of not very complicated pieces.
And have you seen any cosplays here that might be that might become the basis for a second version?
Oh man, people ask me this all the time. I'm just trying to sell the first book that I have. I've made back the money that I spent printing it, which was a lot of money. So thank you to everybody who's been supporting me. It really means a lot. As far as a second book, who knows? Maybe someday. Cosplay America said he would never make a second book, and he's writing one right now. So you can never say never.
Right on. Is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Cosplay on.
Right on. Well, Jer, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy today. For those of you who were at KatsuCon, her booth was right up front. And it was one heck of a display. Prints, the book, everything. Jer, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you so much.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.